The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints unveiled a new website Tuesday directed at gay members of the church. And while the site doesn't alter existing policy or doctrine, it does show a distinct shift. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
That shift is clear in the videos featured on the site, like this one, with church member Jessica Fulmer sharing her story.
I feel now, being around people that know that I'm gay, I'm able to be myself.
Fulmer referring to herself as being gay, that's significant. The church previously distanced itself from that label, or any LGBT terminology, and Fulmer is grateful that's no longer the case.
I can actually just say, hey, like, no, I'm gay, and that's okay, and I'm figuring it out, and I'm living the way that I feel God wants me to.
The shift is also reflected in the name of the website, mormonandgay.lds.org. The previous website was mormonsandgays.org, and according to a statement from Elder Whitney Clayton, a church general authority, this signifies two things, that it is an official church site, and that a member can be both Mormon and gay. Here's Fulmer again.
Now it feels more all-inclusive, and so I think that it's just a much more welcoming feel to it, for sure.
For many, many people, that is going to be revolutionary, and it's going to take a while, frankly, to sink in.
This is Kendall Wilcox. He represents the LGBT group Mormons Building Bridges, and while he's encouraged by the new site, he doesn't feel it goes far enough. He says the message still feels dated, and he'd like to see the church formally denounce reparative therapy, along with addressing dangers facing gay members more directly, like depression and suicide risk. Also, the site doesn't address the controversial policy change from last November, but Wilcox isn't deterred.
It's the best we've got, so we're going to take what we've got and build on it from here.
For Wilcox, this might feel like a small step in the right direction, but a significant step nonetheless. Lee Hale, KUER News.